Welcome to Patching Democracy. This is a very short introduction to applications like the German Wahl-O-Mat and why we might not need to hack democracy. In this talk, I will demonstrate how we can improve elections and political education everywhere thanks to free and open source software. Let's start with some depressing numbers. Researchers of the Friedrich Ebert Foundation found that less than half of our society is satisfied with the way our democracy works. In parts of Germany, this drops even further to about a third. Even worse, many people seem to believe that it doesn't make a difference which parties form the government. What happens in our society, especially what happened since the beginning of the pandemic, questions the state our democracy is in. Is it broken? It's true that it generally fails to make everyone happy. And to be fair, that's somewhat the point. But that does not mean it's broken. It's just our implementation of it that is experiencing technical difficulties. My name is Till. I am a designer and web developer, and as such, what I enjoy most is the challenge of making complex concepts easily accessible, preferably with beautiful user interfaces. I believe there are many ways we can improve our society with the help of free and open source software. Since 2019, I've been working on an open source alternative to projects like the German Wahl-O-Mat or the Dutch Stemvisor. These political tools help voters decide for a party and are thereby called voting advice applications. Most people have already seen them in action, but I will quickly go over it so we're on the same page here. Voting advice applications are about 3 decades old now. Let's take a look at the first Wahl-O-Mat from 2002, just for fun. You will see the concept hasn't changed much. You are presented with a sequence of statements or theses. You can choose to approve, reject, or remain neutral to this thesis. If you don't really understand the meaning or the issue behind it, you can also skip a thesis. After about 30 statements, you can choose categories that are more important to you, so they be counted double. The idea is, of course, that the political parties or candidates answer the same theses. So at the end, your answers are compared to those of the parties, showing you potential matches. This is a great way to get more insight into the political programs and directions. It can spark discussion and leads to a more rational choice, based on facts rather than on emotions or past voting behavior. We call this issue voting. The modern version of the Wahl-O-Mat is now well established in Germany and other countries. Usage in Germany has increased to 33% of cast votes in 2017. So, 1 in 3 voters has used the Wahl-O-Mat at some point before going to the ballot. As software projects of the German government go, this might well be the most successful yet. Doubly so if you consider the costs of some spectacular failures in the past. Since VAAs were first devised in the Netherlands, nearly 30 years have passed. In this time, they spread not only to Germany, but also to Belgium, Finland, Norway, Austria, Switzerland, and many other countries, continents even. The teams behind the original Stemvisor inspired most European countries and others around the world. Of course, voting advice applications are only available for big elections. Sadly, because small elections tend to attract less voters and could benefit from tools like these. Unfortunately, running a voting advice application or VAA is a costly endeavor. Or at least it was. Not anymore. thanks to the Open Election Compass. The Open Election Compass is a free and open source software with a simple mission: making voting advice applications available to every election to support political and education and democracy everywhere. The Open Election Compass was designed to be easy to use and accessible. The design is minimalistic, so users are not distracted. Unlike solutions as the Wahl-O-Mat, it makes use of the available screen size with big statements and buttons. Clear color coding provides visual feedback. And as you can see, the navigation is not based on previous and next buttons, but scrolling. This is quicker and far more intuitive, especially on mobile devices. To make this experience even smoother, a big friendly green button helps guide the user through the entire process. Whenever it's time to move on, it just pops up, ready to take you to the next step. The Open Election Compass is the first VIA software to pioneer this navigation concept. Everything you're seeing here is also screen reader and keyboard friendly. These things get easily overlooked, but being a continuous project, we can focus on important details like these. After we have finished positioning ourselves, we are guided to the selection of the parties. Notice that, unlike most VIAs, there is no additional step here where we would be asked to select some statements that are more important to us. This is another way Open Election Compass is improving and speeding up the process. We're eliminating the cognitive overhead of going through all theses again. Instead, you can mark them as important right while you're answering. Usability-wise, that makes a lot more sense. But back to the parties. We simply select the parties we would like to compare, again, keyboard and screen reader friendly, and proceed to the results. Here we have the classic percentage-based result view. With most VIAs, this is pretty much it. Usually you can go into the theses one by one and see the detailed answers of the parties, but I believe this is the most important part and should not be hidden away. Showing these statements should be the default. So I made it the default. When we scroll further, we can read the answers of all selected parties in an easy color-coded chat. And that's it. Simple to use, accessible, beautiful, state-of-the-art, and free voting advice application.